The following is an exclusive sports presentation from KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM. As the Wahai Blue Devils take to the hardwood for exciting basketball action. And now here's the voice of Blue Devils basketball, Roy Elia, on Walla Walla's KGDC.
And a pleasant good evening to you basketball fans, wherever you are. Or perhaps this evening of the internet. I'm Roy Elia, and we are delighted to have you with us for another night of Walla Walla High School basketball, home for Blue Devil Radio. Blue Devil Radio is presented by Big Blue Boosters, promoting athletic excellence, pride, and sportsmanship. And our broadcast is presented by our friends at Coleman's Pharmacy. In the store or to your door, we deliver. Coleman's Pharmacy, 4 West Main Street in Walla Walla. Our pregame show tonight is presented by our friends at Hutchins Family Farms. Three-point field goals tonight will be presented by our good friend and former Walla Walla High School athlete Bruce Reed. Now, you know we can't talk about the ex-basketball and tennis star without referencing the blue shoes. The Perry Jordans ever seen. Our quarters will be presented by our good friend and former Wahai athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment, the Walla Walla Valley's complete truck repair headquarters, specializing in petroleum and water trucks. Call 509-520-3401 or email Darren at darren@mountainhigh.com for more information. Our free throws will be sponsored by our friends Allison and Kevin Peck at Walla Walla Daily Grind, 990 Northeast Rose Street in College Place. Its email address is www.dailygrind@gmail.com. And our baselines and sidelines will be brought to you by our friend and Big Blue Booster Peter Allen at Washington Trust Bank. And tonight we're coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside at the Chiawana High School Gymnasium in Pasco, where the Wahai boys and girls basketball teams will be taking on the Chiawana Riverhawks in Mid-Columbia Conference boys and girls basketball action. Our substitutions will be presented by our friends at Zip Zone Conoco on 9th Avenue in Walla Walla. And our scoreboard updates will be coming to you courtesy of our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. Now, if you're choosing to invest with Lawson, you know you're investing with one of the best. His phone number is 509-524-8277. And we're happy to have the Davenport family at Fresh Nature Foods on board this season. They will be sponsoring our Out of Bounds play of the game. Our halftime report, as you all know, presented by our good friend Phil Wasser at Land Title of Walla Walla County. Our halftime statistics presented by our good friends Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. And our postgame shows, as you all know, be presented by our good friend and Big Blue Booster at Phil Chevelle at Chevelle Construction. And during the course of our Chevelle Construction postgame show, we will be featuring our Player of the Game segment presented by Eric Kimball, CPA. And our final statistics will be presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. And during the course of our pregame show presented by Hutchins Family Farms, we will have starting lineups presented by Todd Kimball. Also plan to have a Coach's Corner interview with Wahai girls basketball coach Mike Clark. Coming up next, a player profile interview with Wahai senior Bridget Boyd, presented by ESF Solutions. That conversation comes your way next when the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues after a 1-minute timeout. listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Hard work necessary, long days and nights required, weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier comfort system, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. Through Christmas Eve, we're introducing our 12 Days of Christmas. We're going to be giving away $100 Visa gift cards to the first 50 customers who test drive one of our vehicles. Now, we have to limit these to one per family, but it really is that simple. No purchase necessary. The most frequent comment from our customers is about how easy it is to do business with us. Come and experience our first ever 12 Days of Christmas event, and may all of you have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Blue Devil Radio, everyone. Presented by Big Blue Boosters, I'm Roy Elia. And the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues with the player profile, presented by our good friend and Wahai graduate Aaron Grimm at ESF Solutions, a relationship company with a focus on general contracting and succession planning services. ESF Solutions, 620 West Pine Street in Walla Walla. We are delighted to be joined by Bridget Boyd, a senior member of the Wahai girls basketball team for 2025 and 26. And Bridgie, let's look back at the road to your senior year at Walla Walla High School. You've had many, many outstanding memories, and the one that comes to my mind almost right away, it occurred in Pasco. It occurred at Chiawana, a big, big baseline jumper that was a catalyst in what was an amazing Blue Devil victory a couple of seasons ago. The Blue Devils on that particular night in Pasco beating a powerhouse, a perennial powerhouse in Chiawana. Now, do you have a memory thus far that would top that one at all, or is that the memory?
That was pretty special, but I would say just spending so much time with all these girls, like every team that I've like come out of has been amazing, and all the girls are so positive and uplifting, and it's been really fun to like have friendships. I still talk to like a lot of the girls that have graduated, and they still ask about basketball and how seasons are going, and it's awesome.
And I was going to say, as we're conducting this interview, it's just minutes after a girls' practice session, and noticed some former Blue Devils that are home for the Thanksgiving holiday as we're conducting this interview. I saw Addie Andrews. I saw Macy Eggert. I saw Jaylynn Davenport. I imagine it was pretty cool seeing them.
Yeah, it was awesome. Macy practiced with us for a little bit, and so that was fun. And Jaylynn came in and then distracted Macy, and then felt like old times, and then Addie gave us hugs, so it was really awesome to see them all.
Now, this being your senior year, now, you know what it's like to be a follower. You got a little bit of a taste last year in the leadership role, and now that it's your senior year, I'm thinking that you're going to take on that leadership role, frankly, full throttle.
Yeah, we have five freshmen on varsity and some swingers, and they've been great. I got to play with a few during soccer season, and they just work really hard, and they make us better, and it's been fun to like see their improvement already within the first week, because it definitely is a quick turnaround from like AAU to being in the high school level, and so it's been awesome.
Now, prior to basketball, there was another venue that Bridget Boyd was a part of, I should say, and that being the soccer pitch. And you and teammate Corinne Hayes has certainly been impact players, if you will, in the sport of soccer. Let's discuss that now.
Yeah, we have been playing since kindergarten, and so it was very emotional wrapping up our senior year and like knowing we're not going to play together, but hopefully we train a lot for the summer and for future in college. And yeah, it was bittersweet, but it was a really fun season.
And in the not-too-distant future, you'll be leaving the hallowed halls of Walla Walla High School. And do you have a school or schools in mind that you might be looking at attending one day?
Yeah, I'm looking at a few. I have an offer at a school in Portland, and then just looking at some if I don't choose athletics, but yeah.
And what major are you looking at? What field would you like to approach within the next few years?
I'm wanting to go into nursing. I've always wanted to help people, and I think that sounds like really fun and a rewarding job.
A young lady that one day wants to help people. Well, hopefully this year she will be helping the Walhigh girls basketball team to some great heights, and we greatly appreciate the time of one Bridget Boyd joining us for our player profile interview, and it was presented by our good friend and Walhigh graduate Aaron Grimm at ESF Solutions, a relationship company with a focus on general contracting and succession planning services. ESF Solutions, 620 West Pine Street in Walla Walla. And coming up next, the Coach's Corner, when the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
As weather gets chillier, stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla. For pets and animals, find heated beds and bowls. You'll also find stock tank heaters. Feed dogs and cats well with Science Diet pet food. Ask about in-store specials. For you, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. For ice in your driveway, get rid of it in minutes with True Value brand ice melt. Prepare for cold weather right now. Shop L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value store. East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Blue Devil Radio, everyone. Presented by Big Blue Boosters, I'm Roy Elia. And the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues with the Coach's Corner, presented by a local irrigation company which wishes to remain anonymous. But in the field, on the road, or in the lab, it's working to solve your irrigation problems before they crop up. And head coach Mike Clark, as we're conducting this interview, it's prior to the 2025-26 season, just getting going with the second week of practice sessions. Now, this sport of basketball obviously been a very important part of your life. You've coached, obviously. I suspect you've played as well. What is it about the sport of basketball that just makes it such that a person wants to play it or perhaps want to coach it?
Well, one of the best things about basketball is it's not the five best players on the court or the one best player on the court. It's the five players that play the best together. And that's one of the best things about basketball is if you can get five girls or guys who will work together, then they can beat a team of better players. And that's the best part about basketball. The things you learn and the lessons you learn for a lifetime is what's the most important thing. And that's what makes coaching these girls so fun, is I know that this will help them later in life.
And the moments you've been coaching at Walla Walla High School, a lot of great moments without question. I'm guessing that one of the great moments, at least in recent years, had to be when the Blue Devil girls went to Pasco and defeated an outstanding Chiawana basketball team.
Yeah, that was a couple years ago, and it was a big game for us at that point. And we played great over there against a team with a couple D1 girls and other girls playing college basketball now. So that was a really big win.
without question. And we're hoping, of course, that the Blue Devils will be getting some more big wins in the 2025-26 season. Of course, the task is going to be a tall one, considering the Mid-Columbia Conference fray and the non-conference opponents as well.
Yeah, I think that non-conference, you know, the two Spokane schools that we play, Lewis and Clark, they'll be at the top of the 4A group of teams over there, as well as Gonzaga Prep. So they've got a lot of kids coming back, and we played them last year, but they had a couple girls out with ACL tears, so that's going to be a tough one. CV, I'm not as familiar with. They were loaded last year, won the state championship. They had a lot of seniors, so I'm not totally sure what they look like, but we'll find out before we go over there on the 6th of December.
And we're in that mode now. We're in the second week of practices. I guess just a matter of focusing on what the Blue Devils have to do, as opposed to concerning themselves with the MCC or non-league opponents.
Yeah, right now we're just trying to take care of ourselves, trying to build some competitiveness in practice, trying to learn where we're supposed to be in different defensive situations or offensive situations, and just kind of trying to get these girls back on the court. They all played a fall sport, so we want the basketball back in their hands and just kind of get used to basketball activities and get them in basketball shape.
Is it one of those situations where there's a bit of an emptiness once late February and early March come? There's that long lull, but next thing you know, it's mid to late November and time to get after it one more time.
Yeah, it's always the end of the season is always a tough time for coaches. I think all coaches, no matter when you win or when you lose, you kind of have this adapting back to the real world where you don't have something that needs to be done all the time. And so that's always the end of the season is always kind of a time where you're kind of readjusting. And so once we started open gyms, we kind of back in the gym more. And now the middle of November, it's just a great time to be in the gym and coaching girls playing basketball.
And that will do it for this edition of our Coach's Corner. It was presented by a local irrigation company which wishes to remain anonymous. In the field, on the road, or in the lab, it's working to solve your irrigation problems before they crop up. Coming up next, the Todd Kimball starting lineups when the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Pappy's Pizza and Pasta is your go-to spot for mouth-watering, thin-crust pizzas, delectable pastas, hearty sandwiches, fresh salads, and ice-cold beer, all prepared with love and served with a smile. We at Pappy's pride ourselves in offering delicious meals that bring families together at prices that won't break the bank. Our inviting atmosphere is perfect for a casual lunch or a cozy dinner. And with the best patio in town, dining al fresco has never been better. Pappy's Pizza and Pasta, 2555 East Isaacs, Walla Walla.
Highly contagious respiratory diseases are easily transmitted from cat to cat through direct contact, through the air by sneezing or coughing, or by contact with humans if they've been close to infected cats. Infected cats can seem to have a cold or fever and may develop pneumonia. The best protection for your cat is a regular examination and a comprehensive vaccination program provided by your local veterinarian. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
And welcome back to the Tijuana High School Gymnasium in Pasco. I'm Roy Elia, bringing you Walla Walla High School basketball on this Friday night. The Wahai boys and girls basketball teams opening at Mid-Columbia Conference play this evening on the road, taking on the Tijuana Riverhawks. And tomorrow, the Blue Devils will be at home. They will be playing host to the Hanford Falcons. Airtime will be 2:45 tomorrow afternoon. The Wahai girls game scheduled to start at 3:15 tomorrow, followed by the boys game at or around 5 o'clock. And, of course, you'll be able to hear all of the action right here on your home for Blue Devil Radio. The Wahai girls come in to play this evening with a record of 0-2 after a couple of tough losses last week to Greater Spokane League opponents. The Blue Devils defeated in their season opener a week ago last night up at Lewis and Clark in Spokane. And then 48 hours later, they returned to Spokane to take on the Lady Bears of Central Valley. They were defeated in that game last Saturday night by a final score of 57-40. In just a few moments, we will have the Todd Kimball starting lineups for you. But first, we're going to take another commercial break during our Hutchins Family Farms pregame show. We will take a 2-minute timeout and be right back. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old-world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
This holiday season, we're reminded of the simple joys that bring us together. Warm laughter, cherished family moments, and the gratitude we feel for the people around us. At Total Comfort Solutions, we're especially thankful for you, our customers, who trust us to keep your homes and businesses comfortable all year long.
From our family to yours, we wish you a happy, safe, and joy-filled holiday season. Thank you for making us a part of your home and your story.
Total Comfort Solutions, where your comfort is our priority and your trust is our greatest gift.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
KGDC Walla Walla.
And back once again at the Chiawana High School Gymnasium in Pasco, I'm Roy Elia, continuing our Hutchins Family Farms pregame show with starting lineups. They are presented by Walla Walla County Commissioner and local farmer Todd Kimball. Next time you see Todd, ask him how he's doing, and he'll likely reply, "Better than I deserve." The starting lineup for the Wahai Blue Devil girls, as announced by head coach Mike Clark. At guard, Shayla Creason. She is 5 feet 6 inches tall and a senior. At guard, Lucy Billingsley, 5 feet 6 inches tall and a senior. At a guard slash post, Delilah Franzen, 5 feet 10 inches tall and a junior. At guard, Bridget Boyd, 5 feet 9 inches tall and a senior. And at a senior post, Corinne Hayes. She is 6 feet tall. Corinne making her first start of the season tonight. Starting lineup for the homestanding Chiawana Riverhawks, as announced by head coach, DeSales graduate Gary Jonas. Kaylee Maldonado at guard, 5 feet 9 inches tall and a freshman. Emily Thompson at guard, 5 feet 4 inches tall and a junior. Chloe Clyde at guard, 5 feet 9 inches tall and a freshman. Bailey Maldonado at guard, 5 feet 5 inches tall and a senior. And Braylon Foster at guard, 5 feet 11 inches tall and a sophomore. Those are the starting lineups for this upcoming girls basketball game between the Wahai Blue Devils and Chiawana Riverhawks. The starting lineups were presented by Walla Walla County Commissioner and local farmer Todd Kimball. Next time you see Todd, ask him how he's doing, and he'll likely reply, "Better than I deserve." And we will continue our Hutchins Family Farms pregame show after we step aside for a 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM KGDC.
Listening to classical music on the radio is almost a religious experience. For far too long, however, the only way to experience classical music on the radio was via NPR. KHSS2 94.1 FM changes all of that. Walla Walla's Classic FM brings you beautiful classical music, real news at the top of every hour, and daily features that are uplifting and informative. KHSS2 Classic FM will change the way you listen to the radio. Check out Walla Walla's Classic FM at 94.1 on your FM dial.
Hi, this is Julie Doty. My family owns Walla Walla Transmission on Bennett Street, just north of West Rose. I'd tell you about our current specials, except, well, we don't have any. We realize that monthly specials won't earn your trust or your business. Our goal is to earn your business through exceptional customer service and the highest quality transmission work you'll find anywhere in the valley. If you're having tranny trouble, we can help. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission and give our crew a chance to earn your business. Walla Walla Transmission, 204 Bennett Street, Walla Walla.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy to good.
Whether you know of us through positive online reviews or recommendations from friends, our team at American Air Heating and Cooling is eager to make you our next satisfied customer. We're pleased to offer planned maintenance, field repairs, and air quality improvements. We are the only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com and follow us on social media. Call American Air Heating and Cooling today at 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
KGDC Walla Walla.
And back once again at the Chiawana High School Gymnasium in Pasco. I'm Roy Elia, continuing our Hutchins Family Farms pregame show on this Friday night by telling you the annual Big Blue Boosters fundraising dinner and auction coming up on March the 28th at 5 o'clock at the Walla Walla Fairgrounds. Dinner will be served promptly at 6 o'clock on that last Saturday in March. Tickets are just $50. More information can be obtained on the annual Big Blue Boosters fundraising dinner and auction by contacting Walla Walla High School or Big Blue Boosters. Just about 3.5 minutes away from the introduction of the starting lineups prior to this Mid-Columbia Conference girls basketball game between the Wahai Blue Devils and Chiawana Riverhawks, the first half of our Blue Devil basketball doubleheader. And again, we'll have doubleheader action for you tomorrow from the Wahai Gym. Airtime at 2:45 for a Mid-Columbia Conference doubleheader. Wahai Blue Devils will be playing host to the Hand Falcons. The girls' game scheduled to tip off at 3:15, followed by the boys' game at 5 o'clock. We'll return to the Chiawana High School Gymnasium with more after we step aside for another two-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Is inflation weighing you down? Navigating today's complex markets can be overwhelming. Financial advisors Bill Fleener and Brandon Zaro of D.A. Davidson can help bring clarity to your financial picture. They can work with you to develop a personalized wealth strategy, putting your interests first. We may not know what the future holds, but with a plan in place, you can prepare for whatever comes your way. Call Fleener Zaro Wealth Management at 509-526-5755. A member of D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
Why do so many people listen to KGDC and KGDC2? Could it be our market exclusives on the top two names in conservative news? KGDC 92.9 FM has 10 minutes of Fox News each and every hour. And KGDC2 102.3 FM is the exclusive home of townhall.com radio news. Plus, our stations have market exclusives on powerful features such as Breakpoint, Focus on the Family Minute, Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk, and more. 92.9 FM and 102.3 FM, the best radio in Walla Walla.
Flying for the holidays? Support your local airport and fly Walla Walla. Forget the long drive, the hassle of parking fees, or the long security lines of larger city airports. The Walla Walla Regional Airport is just a short drive from your home, provides you free long-term parking, and friendly faces to help you breeze through check-in and security. We make it easy to travel to your next destination. Book your tickets today on AlaskaAir.com and fly local. Fly Walla Walla, where your parking is always free.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
KGDC Walla Walla.
And back once again at the Chiawana High School Gymnasium in Pasco, Roy Elia reporting from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. The Wahai Blue Devil girls about to take on the Chiawana Riverhawks in the Mid-Columbia Conference opener for the Blue Devils. And before we go any further, let us tell you as we continue our Hutchins Family Farms pregame show that it looked like the Blue Devil girls were going to have a non-league game scheduled with Lake City on December 30th. Looked like it was going to come to fruition, but found out within the last 24 hours that, in fact, that December 30th contest has been canceled. So no Wahai girls basketball upcoming on December the 30th. That's going to do it for our pregame show. It was presented this evening by Hutchins Family Farms. We'll be back to the Chiawana High School Gymnasium after we step aside for a three-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. For the first time ever, through Christmas Eve, we're introducing our 12 Days of Christmas. We're going to be giving away $100 Visa gift cards to the first 50 customers who test drive one of our vehicles. Now, we have to limit these to one per family, but it really is that simple. Test drive any new or used vehicle and get a $100 Visa gift card, no purchase necessary. Come and experience our first ever 12 Days of Christmas event, and may all of you have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
As weather gets chillier, stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla. For pets and animals, find heated beds and bowls. You'll also find stock tank heaters. Feed dogs and cats well with Science Diet pet food. Ask about in-store specials. For you, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. For ice in your driveway, get rid of it in minutes with True Value brand ice melt. Prepare for cold weather right now. Shop L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value store. East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
Pappy's Pizza and Pasta at 2555 East Isaacs features handcrafted pizzas, savory pastas, fresh salads, and crowd-pleasing appetizers. Remember Pappy's when you need a caterer for your next event. We can tailor our extensive menu for everything from casual get-togethers to team meetings to staff appreciation days to formal affairs for up to 100 people. To learn more about Pappy's Pizza and Pasta, our menu, and the catering services we offer, visit our website at pappyspizzaandpasta.com. That's pappyspizzaandpasta.com.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
From the Chiawana High School Gymnasium, our national anthem. Very impressive color guard presenting our nation's colors, among others, prior to the playing of our national anthem here this evening at Chiawana High School in Pasco. And now the aforementioned national anthem. Very nice rendition of our national anthem by the Chiawana High School Pep Band. And now we are awaiting the very impressive-looking color guard to retire the colors. Down to my left, the American flag, supported by the state of Washington and the various branches of the service represented as well, as the American flag makes its way up into the rafters. And in just a few moments, we'll be getting this contest underway between the Wahai Blue Devil girls and the Chiawana River Hawks. And our first quarter this evening will be presented by our good friend, former Wahai athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. The color guard makes its way off the floor and gets a well-deserved round of applause from the fans assembled here. And we are now set for Mid-Columbia Conference basketball, the Wahai Blue Devil girls and the Chiawana River Hawks. The first half of our Blue Devil basketball doubleheader on this Friday night. The first weekend of Mid-Columbia Conference play to get underway. And we will be starting this evening at 5:53 on this Friday night. The Blue Devils dressed in road black jerseys with blue numerals, blue lettering, and white trim. Chiawana down to my left in home white jerseys with impressive-looking silver numerals, silver lettering, and a touch of navy blue trim. We are set to get this contest underway. Wahai at Chiawana. And again, delighted to have you with us for our coverage of Blue Devil basketball on this Friday evening as we come to you from the Tri-Cities. Awaiting the official's whistle. A delay for whatever reason. I'm not exactly sure why the ball is not going up yet. As Enter Sandman plays in the background. Now the ball is in the air and the tip is controlled by Chiawana. And this contest underway at 5:54. On this Friday night, Chiawana with the first possession of this contest. The shot clock at 18, a shot out front on the way, up and good, a three-point goal by Maldonado. Kaylee Maldonado with the three-point field goal. And Chiawana will pick up in the backcourt. The Blue Devils almost turned the basketball over as the ball is knocked out of bounds on the near sideline, the Washington Trust Bank sideline in front of the Blue Devil bench. And Wahida inbound in the backcourt, trailing 3-0. We are 28 seconds in to the opening quarter of this contest. A pass stolen in the backcourt, taken the other way by Chiawana. Shot put up and missed by Clyde. Offensive rebound, a putback put up and not good for Clyde. The ball is loose inside, taken by Chiawana. Three from the far side, put up and missed. That missed far side by Thompson, and the Blue Devils come away with it. Billingsley with a quick pass in the front court to Bridget Boyd, and Bridget lays the ball up and in transition. And the Blue Devils to within a point, 3-2, and the Blue Devils will put up. Easily broken by the Riverhawks. Here's a three from the near side. It's off the rim, no good for Maldonado. Bailey at Maldonado. Loose ball to the far side. Went off of a knee. It goes off of the Blue Devils and out of bounds. And it will be Chiawana basketball. Riverhawks to inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline in front court. 6 minutes and 52 seconds remaining to be played in the first quarter. Chiawana 3, the Lady Blue Devils with 2. Ball to be inbounded from the deep far corner. Ball is looped out front to Bailey Maldonado. Maldonado on the dribble against Billingsley. Pulls up at the free throw line. Pass on the near side to Haley Maldonado. Gets it in the near corner to Thompson. Thompson will drive. Kick it on the far side. Now driving from the far side is Clyde. Shot put up. Nothing but glass. And the rebound taken inside by Corinne Hayes off to Bridget Boyd. She's double-teamed in the backcourt. Skips a pass near side to Billingsley. Off for Boyd. Jumper from the near side. Good! Just to the left of the top of the key. And the Blue Devils lead by a score of 4-3. Bridget Boyd coming off a 20-point performance at Central Valley with the Blue Devils' first two field goals in the contest. A ball knocked out of bounds on the far side. And it will stay with Chiawana. Nice knock away on the far side by the Blue Devils. Riverhawks in possession of the basketball. Blue Devils with a 4-3 edge and on the pick and roll. Here's a lay-in put up and good. Nice play by Chiawana. Foster with the field goal. And Maldonado with the assist. Haley with the assist that time, and it's 5-4 in favor of Chiawana. Boyd near side for Hayes. Hayes on the baseline, bouncing inside for Boyd. Lay-in put up and good with the left hand. Holy Toledo! Bridget Boyd getting it done, and it's 6-5 Blue Devils, but not for long. A drive on the near side by Chiawana results in an uncontested lay-in for Kaylee Maldonado. She has 5 points in the game. It's 7-6 Chiawana. We're 2.5 minutes in to the first quarter. Billingsley near side steps on the Washington Trust Bank sideline at near side, a little out of control, and the Blue Devils give the basketball back to Chiawana by way of a turnover. 7-6 is our score in favor of the Lady Riverhawks. Thompson with the basketball. Dribbles to the near side on the wing. Goes around a pick. Will pull up. Put up a jumper for three. It's off the back of the rim. Long rebound off to Lucy Billingsley. Billingsley into the front court. Far side to Creason. Back to Billingsley between the rings. Lucy looking for a cutter. One dribble. High post pass to Boyd. Boyd nearly stripped. Nearly tied up. Gets it off to Billingsley. Billingsley near side. Gets it off for Boyd. Shot for three is no good. Rebound deflected by Franzen, but taken by Chiawana. Taken by Clyde. Far side it goes to Kaylee Maldonado. Long three on the way is up and good. Kaylee Maldonado with the three, and Chiawana leads 10-6. 4:36 and counting left in the first quarter. Creason near side between the rings to Boyd. Bridget will drive near side, in deep on the left-hand side, and she is going to travel with the basketball down low and the ball back to Chiawana. Blue Devils turn the basketball over. And a substitution for the Blue Devils presented by Zip Zone Conoco. Two substitutions, in fact. Molly Franklin into the ball game along with Gracie Pierce. 4:28 left in period number one. Chiawana 10, the Blue Devils 6. Bailey Maldonado near side on the dribble against Lucy Billingsley. Gets it up top. Now it's on the far side for a three-point attempt that's up and good by Thompson. Off an assist by Foster. It's raining threes here in the Tri-Cities, and Chiawana up 7, 13-6. Here is Boyd near side being double teamed, almost tied up. And a timeout going to be called on the near side, or is it going to be a 10-second violation? Going to be a 10-second violation called against the Blue Devils, and Chiawana gets it back on the Blue Devil miscue. Your Edward Jones Lawson Knight scoreboard update, Chiawana 13, Wahai 6, 3:55 and counting, left in the first quarter. Thompson with a basketball. Now it's on the far side to Maldonado. Riverhawks in possession, 15 seconds on the shot clock. A knockaway at the free throw line, ball taken by Franklin. Franklin passing the near side to Boyd. Boyd on the baseline. And she'll get it on the near wing to Billingsley. And Billingsley will drive in. She'll be tied up, but I think a reach-in foul is going to be called on Chiawana, and it is. That infraction on Thompson, the first foul in the ball game, and the Blue Devils inbound. Ball comes in to Franzen. Far side, Boyd. To the top of the key, she comes on the dribble. Now to Billingsley. She'll drive far side. Kick it far side to Franklin. Franklin has the ball stripped. It is loose on the far side. Will roll out of bounds. And the ball will stay with the Blue Devils. 7 seconds on the shot clock. 13-6 Chiawana. 3:17 remaining in the opening quarter of this girls' basketball game. Mid-Columbia Conference style. Ball looped out to Delilah Franson. 5 on the shot clock. 4 on the shot clock. Now to Pierce. Pass inside. Knocked away and out of bounds by Chiawana. Wouldn't have mattered. Shot clock violation. The Blue Devils turn the basketball over. Well, it did matter from a defensive standpoint. Chiawana gets the knockaway. Didn't have possession per se. Shot clock runs out. And the ball back to Chiawana on the Wahai turnover. Bailey Maldonado with a basketball against Lucy Billingsley. Maldonado, free throw line jumper, good. Nice move on Billingsley, lost her for a moment. Drains the jumper from the free throw line, and Chiawana up 15-6. Franklin passing the far side is knocked away and out of bounds, away from Gracie Pierce. And the ball will stay with the Blue Devils, who will inbound on the Washington Trust Bank sideline front court. 2:45 left in the first. 15-6 in favor of Chiawana. Far corner, Billingsley. Billingsley into the lane. Gets it up top for Franklin. Franklin inside for Boyd. Ball knocked away and going to be tied up near side. It will be tied up near side, and on the alternating possession, the ball will stay with the Blue Devils. And this time the Blue Devils will inbound. No, they will not. The ball to Chiawana on the alternating possession. Thought Chiawana controlled the opening tip, so I think it should be Blue Devil basketball. Buzzer sounds courtside. And one of the officials coming over to talk things over with the official book. And after further review, going to have a reset of the shot clock, and it will in fact be Blue Devil basketball. The scoreboard update just a few moments ago presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. Just like Hank Warden, if you're going to invest, do so with one of the best. Give Lawson a call, 509-524-8277. Zip Zone Conoco substitution for Chiawana. Maisley Wolf has checked in for the Riverhawks. She is in for Foster. Billingsley gets it inside for Pierce. She is tied up. Loose ball near side taken by Billingsley. Near wing Boyd. 3 on the way. Going to be short. Rebound comes off to Pierce. Left-handed lay-in no good. Look to get it back inside, but the loose ball off to Chiawana. But a nice job nonetheless by Pierce, trying to keep the sequence alive for the Blue Devils. Chiawana in possession. A knockaway on the near side by Franson. The ball recovered by Chiawana. Far side, it's Maldonado with a basketball. Bailey gets it off to Wolf. Now on the near side, three-pointer on the way by Clyde is no good. Offensive rebound taken by Chiawana, taken by Thompson. Thompson will drive from the near side, get it in the far corner. Here's a three-point attempt by Maldonado that is no good. Kaylee missing that one. Offensive rebound, Chiawana, put back near side. Going to be an air ball on the part of Wolf, and the Blue Devils come away with a basketball. Down the far side is Franson. Between the rings to Billingsley. Lucy Billingsley will drive into the lane, and she will be fouled. She'll be slashed across the wrists. On the play, a good, hard drive by Lucy Billingsley, and a foul called on Chiawana. It is called on Kaylee Maldonado, her first, and the team's second. And stepping to the stripe for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws will be Lucy Billingsley with 1:38 remaining to be played in the first quarter. The free throw by Lucy is off the back of the rim, no good. And a Zip Zone Conco substitution. Makia Saldana checks in for the Riverhawks. She is in for Clyde. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Billingsley on its way. That one's off the front of the rim. Nice rebound by Pierce. Pierce put back in the lane. It's good! Gracie Pierce for the deuce. Nice job on her part, and it's 15-8 Chiawana. And here's a pass into the front court along the baseline. Mishandled by Chiawana, but a foul is going to be called on the Blue Devils. A bodying foul is going to be called on Pierce. That's the first foul in the game on the Blue Devils. We have Zip Zone Conoco substitutions for both teams. Lawyer has checked in for the Blue Devils, and Salgado has checked in for Chiawana. Kaya Lawyer in for the first time tonight. Chiawana in possession of the basketball. 1:16 and counting left in the first quarter. Long three out front, put up and missed. That miss by Bailey at Maldonado. Blue Devils in possession. Franzen, pass far side. Here is Pierce. Shot on the way from the wing is going to be short. And the rebound comes off to Chiawana. We're in the final minute, time remaining, first quarter. Chiawana in possession. Near side is Thompson. Thompson with one dribble. Hits it off. Driving on the near side is Saldana. She puts the ball up and in off the glass. Knocked to the deck. She is fouled on the play. A very impressive drive by Saldana. And she is fouled by Pierce, who just picked up her second personal foul. And a couple of Zip Zone Conoco substitutions for Chiawana. Haley Maldonado re-enters, as does Foster. And a Zip Zone Conoco substitution for the Blue Devils. Lainey Hand into the contest. She is in for Gracie Pierce. And at the free throw line, Saldana looking to complete a three-point play with a Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw. Shot in the air, it's around and off, she missed it. Rebound knocked out of bounds, by the Blue Devils, and Chiawana will retain possession. Ball to be inbounded on the Washington Trust baseline in front court. And the ball will be coming in momentarily. It's going to be looped on the near side, taken by Wolf. Wolf will pull up at the high post, put one up and miss it. Offensive rebound by Chiawana and a putback by Chiawana. That one by Foster. And it's 19-8 in favor of Chiawana. I think it should be 19-9. Blue Devils have four field goals and a 1-for-2 from the free throw line from Billingsley, but we'll double check it during the upcoming quarter break. Between the rings, it's Boyd. Near side, Lawyer. Behind the back of the dribble, closely guarded by Salgado. Chiawana, a lady-to-lady defense. Down to 6 seconds on the shot clock. Lawyer on the near side for Boyd, knocked into the backcourt. They're not going to get a shot off. Boyd will not get the shot off. And the Blue Devils turn the basketball over on their second shot clock violation of this first quarter. Chiawana to inbound on the Washington Trust sideline. Front court, near side, the Zip Zone Conoco substitution, Maddie Olivares into the contest for the Blue Devils. She replaces Bridget Boyd. Ball to be inbounded by Salgado. Gets it into Kaylee Maldonado. Down to 4 seconds, down to three. She'll drive near side. She'll put it up off the glass and good. And that's going to do it for the first quarter. And here at the end of one, Chiawana 21, Wahai 8. We'll be back in 1 minute. Listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Cats are known as finicky eaters, but often the environment can affect a cat's eating habits. Avoid feeding your cat in heavily trafficked or noisy areas. The presence of other animals, dirty food containers, or nearby litter boxes can deter a cat from eating too. Try to be sensitive to your cat's eating behavior and make necessary adjustments for the best feeding conditions. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
The second quarter presented by our good friend, former Wahai athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. Well, I apologize. Thought Lucy Billingsley made one free throw in that first quarter. She did not. One quarter in the book, and the Blue Devils in a 13-point hole. 21-8. And a quick timeout called by Chiawana just 9 seconds into the second quarter. And as we look at our stat sheets, we can tell you that Bridget Boyd had 6 points in the first quarter to lead the Blue Devils. Gracie Pierce had two. The Blue Devils had 4 first quarter field goals, none from Bruce Reed territory, and the Blue Devils were 0 for 2 from the free throw line. You look at Chiawana, my goodness, Haley Maldonado, quite a first quarter. She had 10 points in period number one. Thompson had 3 points for Chiawana. Bailey Maldonado had a deuce. Braylon Foster had 4 points. And Makia Saldana had 2 points. 9 field goals in the first quarter for Chiawana. 3 from outside the arc. Chiawana was 0 for 1 from the free throw line. The timeout period is over. Chiawana in possession of the basketball. And a Baker's Dozen lead, 21-8. Shot inside, put up and missed. A wild shot on the part of Foster. Nicely rebounded by Delilah Franson. Lawyer into the front court for the Blue Devils. Got a pick out front from Corinne Hayes. Pass on the far side to Hayes. Corinne, pass inside, has Billingsley. Billingsley down in the low block, and she will be tied up down in the low block. And the ball will stay with the Blue Devils. 15 seconds on the shot clock. The Blue Devils to inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline in front court. We'll see Billingsley to get the basketball in. Bounce pass inside. Bobbled, taken by Hayes. Shot put up and missed. And the rebound comes off to Chiawana. Taken by Kaylee Maldonado. Looping pass inside. And a shot put up and missed by Foster. Offensive rebound taken by Chiawana. Kaylee Maldonado on the far side with the basketball in Saldana. And now driving on the far side, throwing up a wild shot and not coming close as Foster. But she was bodied and fouled on the baseline. She was blocked and fouled by Franzen of the Blue Devils. And Chiawana to inbound at first. A zip zone Conoco substitution. Clyde back for the Riverhawks. She is in for Wolf. Blue Devils had a couple of zip zone Conoco substitutions during the timeout period. Chiawana possesses the basketball, and a reach-in foul going to be called on Corinne Hayes as she looked to tie up Foster in the key area. And that's the first on Corinne Hayes. Blue Devils have 4 fouls here in half number one to Chiawana's 2. Looping pass out front. Maldonado hands it off. Driving into the lane is Saldana. Puts it up and missed it. Rebound off to Billingsley. Lucy on the far side to Corinne Hayes. Hayes will drive far side. Puts up a baseline shot. That's an air ball. The rebound off to Chiawana. Bailey Maldonado with the basketball. Stops the free throw line. Off to Salgado. Back on the far side. Maldonado for 3. It's good. From the far side, Bailey Maldonado collects Chiawana's 4th tray of this first half, and Chiawana leads 24-8. 6:19 and counting left in the second quarter. Lawyer far side of the basketball, loops it in for Franzen. One dribble, Delilah puts it up and misses it, but she is fouled. She is fouled on the play, fouled in the low post, and the guilty party is Foster. And Delilah Franzen to the stripe for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. 6:13 remaining in period two. Free throw, high, arching shot is up and good for Delilah Franzen. Zip Zone Conoco substitution for Chiawana. Thompson is back. She is in for Saldana. Another Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw upcoming for Franzen. Zip Zone Conoco substitution. Lawyer checks out of the ball game. She is replaced by Creason. Shayla back into the contest. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Franzen is off the rim, and the rebound off to Chiawana. That one taken by Foster. Up top, here's a three on the way by Maldonado. It rattles home. Haley Maldonado with a baker's dozen. And it's 27-9 in favor of Chiawana. Just over 2 minutes into the second quarter. Bounce pass inside, a good one. Hayes' shot, however, is blocked after getting a lovely entry pass from Delilah Franzen. And here's Chiawana in transition. A wide open three on the far side. Up and good. Nothing but net for Kaylee Maldonado. The Riverhawks on fire here in the first half, and a timeout called by the Blue Devils with 5:35 remaining in the second quarter. Chiawana 30, Wahai 9, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Hopper Specialty Meats in Walla Walla is a whole animal butchery working with top quality meats from local farmers. We offer custom cut and wrap services for beef, pork, lamb, and goat. Schedule your dates now by calling 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Hopper Specialty Meats is open weekdays from 8 to 6 and from 10 to 2 on Saturdays. Sign up for our email blast at our website at hoppermeats.com, located in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street in Walla Walla.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Back once again at the Chiawana High School Gymnasium in Pasco, I'm Roy Elia. The Wahai Blue Devil girls trailing the Chiawana Riverhawks 30-9 here in the second quarter of this Mid-Columbia Conference girls basketball game. 5 minutes, 35 seconds remaining to be played in the second quarter. Blue Devils out of the timeout period with Creason, Boyd, Billingsley, Hayes, and Franklin. There was a little Zip Zone Conoco substituting going on for the Blue Devils during the timeout period. As Billingsley skips a pass, high post to Hayes, pass inside, taken by Franklin. It was knocked away by Chiawana, then taken by Molly, and Molly is grabbed across the wrist and fouled. Fouled on the play by Thompson. And the Blue Devils to inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline in front court. Bridget Boyd to get the basketball in. Up top for Corinne Hayes. Hayes on the near side for Boyd. Bridget has the ball knocked away, recovers it in the midcourt area. 4 seconds on the double team. Hits it in the front court to Billingsley. Billingsley will drive near side, throw up a left-hander that's no good. And the rebound off to Chiawana. Taken by Kaylee Maldonado. Outlet near side to Thompson. Thompson on the dribble. Pass in the far corner for Bailey Maldonado. She'll dribble to the wing. And now she'll pull up for a three. And that one is good. Seven threes here in the first half for Chiawana. Riverhawks leading 33-9. Here, quick response near side by Franklin. Molly Franklin. Good golly, Miss Molly. The near side, she hits a Bruce Reed three, and at the other end, a shot in and out, a heartbreak far side for Thompson. And here comes Corinne Hayes. Terminates for dribble in the backcourt, off to Billingsley. It's 33-12 in favor of Chiawana, 4:18 and counting left in the second quarter. Billingsley with a basketball. Near side to Bridget Boyd. Boyd, near corner to Creason. Dribbles to the wing, stops. Up top for Hayes, 6 seconds on the shot clock. Passing the lane for Boyd, fadeaway jumper, nothing but glass. Tries to follow her own shot, almost ripped it away from Kaylee Maldonado, but not quite. Chiawana comes the other way very quickly indeed. A three far side by Salgado is no good. Rebound deflected, taken by Corinne Hayes. Outlet on the near side to Billingsley. Billingsley into the front court, stops far side. Pass near side, stolen by Bailey Maldonado. Quick pass in the front court to Thompson. Transition lay-in is blown. And the rebound off to Franklin. Blue Devils come the other way after the empty Chiawana possession. Far side Creason for three, and that one is good. Now it's going to be a two-point field goal, but what a shot far side by Shayla Creason. Deck the halls with a Blue Devil basket. Shayla la 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 la. At the other end, it's Maldonado responding with a nice drive. Kaylee Maldonado, my. 18 points in the first half for Kaylee Maldonado. 35-14 at Chiawana. 3 minutes left in the second quarter. That is your Edward Jones, Lawson Knight scoreboard update. Blue Devils turn the basketball over. Bounce pass in the lane in the front court. Leads to a shot that's put up and missed by Chiawana. And here come the Blue Devils. Far side, here's Hayes. One dribble, long three far side. Off the rim, no good. And the rebound off to Chiawana. Riverhawks in transition. Bailey Maldonado near side, into the lane. Pass on the far side, knocked away and stolen very neatly indeed by Bridget Boyd. Pierce will enter for the Blue Devils at the next dead ball, and we're going to have an officials timeout called. They want 25 seconds on the shot clock, and that's going to mean a zip zone Conoco substitution for the Blue Devils. Gracie Pierce in. Lawyer also checking in for the Blue Devils, and a couple of zip zone Conoco substitutions for Chiawana as well, with 2:32 left in quarter number two. The scoreboard update presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, why not with one of the best? Give Lawson a call, 509-524-8277. Lucy Billingsley with a basketball. Stops near side. Up top to Lawyer. Lawyer. Passing the lane, knocked away by Chiawana, taken by Billingsley. Billingsley into the lane, has the ball stripped. Loose ball off to Foster. Now on the far side, Kaylee Maldonado. Passing the near side, Bailey Maldonado. Three on the way, going to be short. Rebound comes off to Billingsley. Lucy secures the rebound for the Blue Devils, who trail 35-14. 2 minutes and counting, the time remaining to be played in the second quarter. Billingsley on the dribble. Offer Gracie Pierce. Pierce into the lane, and she'll throw one up off the glass and good, but it will not count. She's called for traveling. Tough luck there, but a heck of an effort on the part of Gracie Pierce, but she is denied because of the travel. And the ball back to Chiawana on the Wahai turnover. Tough, tough break there for the Blue Devils. Far side, Bailey Maldonado off to Haley Maldonado. Now it's Thompson. Up top, Kaylee Maldonado for three. Why not? She's been hot this entire first half, and she knocks another three-pointer down. 21 in the first half for Kaylee Maldonado. Chiawana leads 38-14. 117 and counting left in the second quarter. Far side, Pierce for the basketball. Gracie. Pass on the far side, goes by the intended target, Franklin, and out of bounds. The ball back to Chiawana. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Delilah Franzen into the game for the Blue Devils. She is in for Shayla Creason. Chiawana inbounding far side. The ball in to Maldonado. To Maldonado. Kaylee passing to Bailey. Bailey with a basketball. Far side Thompson sets for a three. And that one is good. Not much resistance on the part of the Blue Devils defensively, and Chiawana is making them pay in a big way here in this first half. 41-14 in favor of Chiawana. Pierce near side with a basketball. Inside for Billingsley, down in the low block. Lucy with a nice move. She'll shoot and score! A nice crossover move down in the low block near side, and Billingsley lays the ball up and in with a left hand. Here's a three near side put up and missed by Foster. Loose ball near side, taken by Pierce. 21 seconds and counting left in the second quarter. Pierce has the ball knocked away. It's stolen. Here's a pass in the front court to Thompson. Lay in no good, but she is fouled. And that foul on the Blue Devils is committed by Lawyer. Lawyer with a foul, and Thompson to the stripe for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. 16 6/10 seconds remaining in the second quarter. 41-16, Chiawana. Free throw by Thompson. Good. Emily Thompson with her seventh point of the night gives Chiawana a 26-point lead, 42 to 16. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw up and good for Thompson. Shot clock is off. Blue Devils in the front court. Billingsley on the dribble with 8 seconds, with six, with five. Pass inside, stolen by Chiawana. Chiawana in transition, pass on the far side for Thompson. Goes out of bounds. Chiawana turns it over. Blue Devils get a break and the basketball back. Wolf with the pass and the turnover. Just enough time to inbound the basketball, and that's going to do it for the first half. 0.4 seconds on the clock. Franklin gets it in to Lawyer, and the first half is over. And here at the halftime, Chiawana 43, Wahai 16. Coming up next, the land title of Walla Walla County Halftime Report after a two-minute timeout. Listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
This holiday season, we're reminded of the simple joys that bring us together. Warm laughter, cherished family moments, and the gratitude we feel for the people around us. At Total Comfort Solutions, we're especially thankful for you, our customers, who trust us to keep your homes and businesses comfortable all year long.
From our family to yours, we wish you a happy, safe, and joy-filled holiday season. Thank you for making us a part of your home and your story.
Total Comfort Solutions, where your comfort is our priority and your trust is our greatest gift.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Do you enjoy listening to classical music? You should check out KHSS2 94.1 FM. KHSS2 is Walla Walla's classic FM. It's the greatest music ever written by the greatest composers who ever lived. Actually, it's more than that. KHSS2 also has news at the top of the hour and some of the greatest daily features you'll find anywhere. Features that are interesting and will make you think. Give KHSS2 Classic FM a try at 94.1 on your FM dial.
Quality isn't expensive, it's priceless. This old saying is true not only for your doctor or lawyer, it's true for your auto mechanic as well. Everybody wants to work with a mechanic they can trust. That's why more and more folks are coming to us at Walla Walla Transmission on the corner of Bennett and West Rose Street. Hi, Julie Doty here. At Walla Walla Transmission, we have ASE-certified technicians with over 40 years of combined experience. We specialize in transmission service and repair, but can fix darn near anything that rolls in. Call us at 525-8710. That's 525-8710.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Head back once again at the Chiawana High School Gymnasium in Pasco. I'm Roy Elia. It is halftime. The Chiawana Lady Riverhawks leading the Wahai Lady Blue Devils by a score of 43-16. Our halftime report is presented by our good friend Phil Wasser, land title of Walla Walla County, 33 East Main Street in Walla Walla. We're going to begin our land title of Walla Walla County halftime report with halftime statistics presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. Pasco officers, the Tri-Cities area, Yakima Valley, and Northeast Oregon. First half scoring for Chiawana. Kaylee Maldonado, 21 points in the first half. Thompson with 8. Bailey Maldonado had 8. Foster, 4. Saldana with a deuce. Chiawana, 16 field goals in the first half. 9 from three-point territory. The Riverhawks, 2 for 3 from the free throw line. Chiawana was called for 4 personal fouls. For the Blue Devils, Molly Franklin with 3. Shayla Creason with a deuce. Gracie Pierce with 2. Lucy Billingsley with 2. Delilah Franson with 1. Bridget Boyd with a team-high 6. The Blue Devils limited to 7 first-half field goals. 1 from Bruce Reed range. The Blue Devils were 1 for 4 from the free throw line and were called for 5 personal fouls. Those are our halftime statistics. They were presented by our good friend, Wahai alum Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. Pasco office serves the Tri-Cities area, Yakima Valley, and Northeast Oregon. In our halftime score, Chiawana 43, Wahai 16. We will continue the land title of Walla Walla County halftime report after a 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
American Air Heating and Cooling was started by Walla Walla native Dan Reiner out of his garage in 2015. Ever since, American Air has enjoyed a booming rate of referrals from our customer base. Our American Air crew is the new generation, the new face of heating and cooling in our valley. We install high-quality, dependable, and efficient heating and air conditioning equipment. We are your one and only independent trained dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. To learn more, visit us online at wallawallaair.com.
Change is inevitable, and the change of life events is something we all live through. Whether it's the joy of a new marriage or partnership, or the stress and emotion of arranging long-term care for a parent, financial advisors Bill Fleener and Brandon Zaro of D.A. Davidson are committed to providing trusted advice through life's key moments. Life changes fast. Fleener Zaro Wealth Management is ready to help. Visit them at 102 West Main Street. A member of D.A. Davidson & Company. Member SIPC.
You're listening to Walla Walla's top news talk sports radio station, KGDC AM 1320. Now you can experience Fox News, the Mariners, the Cougars, your favorite talk radio programs, and Wahai Blue Devils Radio crystal clear at FM 92.9. And check out KGDC 2 at 102.3 FM. There you'll find Glenn Beck, Clark Howard, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, Red Eye Radio, and College Place Hawks Radio. That's KGDC 2 at 102.3 FM.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Well, as the Blue Devils make their way out of the halftime locker room, Corinne Hayes wanted me to send a shout-out to all of you in Blue Devil Nation listening to our Wahai basketball coverage on this Friday night. The Wahai Blue Devil girls trailing the Chiawana Riverhawks here at halftime by a score of 43-16. We continue our land title of Walla Walla County Halftime Report by reminding you once again the annual Big Blue Boosters fundraising dinner and auction is coming up on March the 28th. Set to begin at 5 o'clock. Dinner will be served at 6. Individual tickets are available for $50, and you better get them quick because they're going to go quick. I can assure you that event is one of the truly great events during any sports season at Walla Walla High School, and we very much look forward to the upcoming Big Blue Boosters fundraising dinner and auction coming up March the 28th at 5 o'clock at the Walla Walla Fairgrounds. And more information can be obtained by contacting Walla Walla High School or Big Blue Boosters. And that's going to do it for our halftime report this evening. It was sponsored by our good friend Phil Wasser at Land Title of Walla Walla County, handling all kinds of real estate transactions, both commercial and private, including broker and for sale by owner transactions. 33 East Main Street is where you'll find Land Title. Chiawana 43, Wahai. We'll be back with the second half of the Mid-Columbia Conference Girls Basketball.
Flying for the holidays? Support your local airport and fly Walla Walla. Forget the long drive, the hassle of parking fees, or the long security lines of larger city airports. The Walla Walla Regional Airport is just a short drive from your home, provides you free long-term parking and friendly faces to help you breeze through check-in and security. We make it easy to travel to your next destination. Book your tickets today on AlaskaAir.com and fly local. Fly Walla Walla, where your parking is always free.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Walla Walla.
And back once again at the Chiawana High School Gymnasium in Pasco. I'm Roy Eliot. Just about set to begin the second half of this Mid-Columbia Conference girls basketball game. The Wahigh Blue Devils trailing the Chiawana Riverhawks by a score of 43-16. And you want to talk about a brutal start to the season, a brutal schedule to begin the 2025-26 season. The Blue Devils opening their season last week with a couple of games up in Spokane. They were defeated by Lewis and Clark in their season opener last Thursday night. And last Saturday night, they returned to Spokane and were defeated by the Lady Bears of Central Valley. The Blue Devils one half away from beginning the season 0-3, but against a very tough schedule. Our third quarter this evening presented by our good friend, former Wahigh athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. Chiawana will inbound to begin the second half. The inbounds pass coming from the Washington Trust Bank sideline, far side. Chiawana in possession of the basketball. Far side, it's Maldonado stopping on the baseline. Gets it on the near side to Clyde. A three on the way is up and good. And the trend continues for Chiawana. Another three-point field goal. Number 10 in the game for Chiawana. Chiawana leads 46-16. Franklin double-teamed on the near side. Almost tied up. Gets it high post to Hayes in the lane for Franzen. Dribble the ball off her foot. The ball to Chiawana. Ball taken by Bailey Maldonado. Nobody picks her up. She goes into the lane, puts it up off the back of the rim, no good, and the rebound off to Creason. Now to Lucy Billingsley. Billingsley with a pass on the near side to Franzen. Franzen along the baseline, gets it in the far corner to Franklin, on the wing to Creason. Creason hands it off to Billingsley. Spin move far side. Lucy into the lane, puts it up, air ball. Goes out of bounds, but it was deflected, however, by Chiawana, and the Blue Devils will inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline in front court. With 13 seconds on the shot clock. We're exactly 1 minute in to the third quarter, 46-16 in favor of Chiawana. And a timeout called by the Blue Devils prior to the inbounds pass. 7 minutes left in the third quarter. Chiawana 46, Wahigh 16. We will keep it here. It's just a 30-second timeout. And don't forget, we'll have Blue Devil basketball for you tomorrow right here on your home for Blue Devil Radio. The Blue Devil boys and girls will be playing host to the Hanford Falcons. The girls' game is scheduled to begin at 3:15, followed by the boys' game at 5 o'clock. We plan to take the air tomorrow afternoon at 2:45 from the Wahigh Gym right here on your home for Blue Devil Radio. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside at the Chiawana High School Gymnasium in Pasco, where the Lady Riverhawks of Chiawana are having their way with the Lady Blue Devils of Wahigh. Chiawana up by 30 points, 46-16. And the Blue Devils will be inbounding on the Washington Trust Bank baseline in front court. Lucy Billingsley looking to get the basketball in. Near side, Franzen, quick jumper off the back of the rim. Rebound off to Hayes. Corinne with a nice rebound. Back inside for Franzen. Puts it up no good, but she is fouled. Nice job by the Blue Devils. And a nice entry pass by Corinne Hayes, finding Delilah Franzen. She could not score, but she is fouled on the play by Thompson of the Chiawana Riverhawks. Delilah Franzen at the strike for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. The first by Delilah is around and off a heartbreak. The Blue Devils now 1-for-5 from the free throw line in the contest. It remains 46-16 in favor of Chiawana. The second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw is off the rim, no good. Rebound near side, taken by Foster. Now it's Kaylee Maldonado into the front court with a basketball against Creason. Stopped at the free throw line. Far side to Thompson. She'll dribble to the top of the key. Now penetrate near side. She is going to be fouled by Franklin on a shot attempt. First foul in the half on the Blue Devils. And Thompson to the stripe for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. 46-16 Chiawana. 6:42 remaining in the third quarter. First attempt by Thompson is good. 9 in the game for Emily Thompson. Listed as a 5'4 junior guard. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind attempt is up and good. Chiawana now 4-for-5 from the free throw line in the ball game. Riverhawks lead 48-16. We're a minute and a half in to the third quarter. Billingsley driving far side, goes into the lane, gets tied up, lost the ball to Maldonado. Haley out of the backcourt on the dribble. Hits it on the near side. Bailey Maldonado spots it for a three. It's good.
Hey!
Bailey Maldonado with a tray. 51-16, Chiawana. Here's the top of the key jumper by Billingsley off the back of the rim. Rebound deflected to Corinne Hayes. Her put back in the lane is no good. And Bailey Maldonado makes her way out of the backcourt on the dribble for Chiawana. No look pass inside for Kaylee Maldonado. Put it up and missed it. Got her own rebound. Far side Foster. Shot on the way. Off the back of the rim. No good. And a good, strong rebound on the part of Franklin. Franklin is double teamed on the near side, on the near sideline. Are they going to call a jump ball? They will. She was tied up by Thompson. The Blue Devils will retain on the alternating possession. A couple of zip zone Conoco substitutions. Lawyer and Pierce in for the Blue Devils for Hayes and Franklin. 5:46 left in the third. 51-16 in favor of Chiawana. Lucy Billingsley to inbound the basketball. Pass into the back court for Lawyer, and she is out hustled with the ball by Thompson. Gets it inside for Maldonado. Shot put up off the glass and good. Bailey Maldonado with the field goal. Chiawana with 10 points here in the third quarter. The Blue Devils yet to score. 53-16 in favor of Chiawana. Pass on the near side. Here is Billingsley. Off the pass from Lawyer. Up top to Lawyer. Three straight away. Got it! The defense rests. Bruce Reed, 3-4 Lawyer. In the near corner, it's Maldonado for three. Shot put up and no good. And on the rebound and over the back foul is going to be called on Foster of Chiawana. And the Blue Devils will inbound in the backcourt along the Washington Trust Bank baseline. A couple of substitutions presented by Zip Zone Conoco. Into the ballgame for Chiawana is Saldana. And into the Blue Devil lineup, in for the first time, Raylan McNeil. Crease in front court on the dribble. Stops top of the key extended, hands it off to Lawyer. Lawyer with a basketball. Pass near side deflected, taken by McNeil. Pass inside for Pierce. Up top, Lawyer. Long three on the way by Lawyer. That's going to be a little short. Rebound deflected out of bounds by Delilah Franzen, a hustling Delilah Franzen. And Chiawana will get it back. 4:44 left in the third. 53-19 in favor of Chiawana. Thompson front court against Lawyer. Far side Maldonado. Haley Maldonado top of the key. Near side Bailey Maldonado. She'll drive near side. She'll put one up off the glass, off the iron. Rebound comes off to the Blue Devils, taken by McNeil. McNeil near side on the dribble after collecting a very, very good rebound. Now it's pass inside. It's a good one to Pierce. Pierce can't score down in the low block, but she is fouled. Nice entry pass and a foul called on Foster. And Gracie Pierce to the free throw line for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. 4:15 left in the third. The free throw by Gracie. Got it. No disgrace for Grace on that one. and three Zip Zone Conoco substitutions for Chiawana as we await the second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw from Gracie Pierce. But first things first, a Zip Zone Conoco substitution, Maddie Olivares into the Wahigh lineup. She is in for Delilah Franzen. Gracie Pierce, 3 points in the game. Free throw in the air. It is good. Two good-looking free throws by Gracie Pierce. 53-21 in favor of Chiawana. Near side, a three-pointer put up by Medelez. It's no good. Jalen with the miss. And a looping pass. Going to be an over and back, I thought. But they do not call it. Chiawana saved it, threw it into the backcourt. The ball was taken by Chiawana, but they don't call the over and back. As Medelez misses from the near side, another offensive rebound for Chiawana. Far side, here's Maldonado for three. Bailey can't score. Rebound is kicked around a bit, taken by McNeil of the Blue Devils. Ray Lynn on the near side for Lawyer, and she's going to be bumped and fouled near side by Wolf. And the Blue Devils inbound on the Washington Trust Bank sideline near side. Your Edward Jones Lawson Knights scoreboard update with 3:37 left in the third quarter. Chiawana 53, Wahigh 21. And we have a timeout called by the Blue Devils. Going to be a 30-second timeout. The scoreboard update presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, why not with one of the best? Give Lawson a call. 509-524-8277. Chiawana 53, Wahigh 21. We are in the third quarter of this Mid-Columbia Conference girls basketball game. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location at courtside, Chiawana High School Gymnasium. This the first half of our Blue Devil basketball doubleheader on this Friday evening, the second Friday evening in the month of December. Lawyer to inbound. She'll bounce it inside for Pierce. Pierce in the low block. Puts the ball up and in. Bit of a flop by Wolf down to the low block. No whistle. And Gracie Pierce with a half dozen points in the game. 53-23 Chiawana. 3:23 and counting left in the third quarter. Up top of the basketball is Medelez. Near side, Saldana. She'll drive into the lane. Have the ball knocked away. It's taken by the Blue Devils. Here's McNeil into the front court. Far side to Pierce. Pierce has it knocked away. Recovers. Up top to Creason. One dribble to the top of the key. Hands it off to Lawyer. Lawyer with a basketball. On the dribble. Being harassed a bit out front by Medelez. Gets away from Medelez with a nice spin move. Far side to Creason. 5 seconds on the shot clock. Ball into the lane to Pierce. And Pierce is going to be bumped and fouled in the lane by Salgado of Chiawana. That's team foul number 5 in the quarter on Chiawana. And Gracie Pierce to the free throw line for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind freebies. A nice effort so far tonight by Gracie Pierce. Free throw short by Jinkster. Zip Zone Conoco substitutions. Aureli Tiarina into the game for Chiawana. And Lainey Hand has checked in for the Blue Devils for Shayla Creason. Another Walla Walla Daily Grind attempt upcoming for Gracie Pierce. Seeking her 7th point of the night and the 5th here in the third quarter. Shot on its way. High arching shot is good. Nothing but net for Gracie Pierce. And it's 53-24 in favor of Chiawana. Salgado. Top to Saldana. Chiawana taking its time, as you might expect, with a 29-point advantage. Far side three-pointer on the way. Put up a no good by Tiarina. And Lawyer with a basketball. Off to McNeil. McNeil near side on the dribble. McNeil to the high post. Off for Lawyer. Long three near side. Off the back of the rim, no good. And the rebound taken by Chiawana. Riverhawks in transition down the far side. Taking it coast to coast and being fouled on the far side is Saldana. She is fouled on the far side by Double Ace. Mihaela Lawyer with the foul. That's the second in the half on the Blue Devils. And the second on Lawyer. Into the free throw line for a couple of Walla Walla Daily grind attempts. Makia Saldana. First free throw up and good. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Reagan Allen is checked in for Chiawana. And she is in for Wolf. 2:07 left third quarter. 54-24 in favor of Chiawana. Second Walla Walla Daily grind free throw. In and out of heartbreak. Offensive rebound taken by Chiawana. Shot put up and no good by Allen. And the ball knocked out of bounds by the Blue Devils. And the ball will stay with the Riverhawks. Riverhawks inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline in front court. Far side, Allen. Far corner, three-pointer put up, and good by Salgado. Three ball, corner pocket. That is 12 threes in the ball game for Chiawana. Riverhawks 57, Blue Devils 24. High post, here is Oliveras. Bounce pass inside for Hand. Dribbles to the near wing. Lawyer near wing. Three on the way. Good! She drains another. Bruce Reed three. Does Makia Lawyer. She prosecutes her way to 6 points on the night. 57-27. Chiawana driving the lane. Shot up. Put up in this by D'Arena. Loose ball off to Chiawana. Loose ball far side, almost mishandled, but taken by Chiawana. Saldana now loses the basketball to Lawyer, and now it's loose on the deck. Bodies on the deck, and the ball out of bounds. Off of whom? Off of Chiawana. And a foul called on Chiawana. It was called on T-Arena. Good hustle on the play by Lawyer. And she will step to the free throw line for not one, but two Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. Makia Lawyer, a half dozen points on a couple of Bruce Reed threes. 1:09 left in the third. 57-27. Chiawana, free throw. In and out of heartbreak. Another attempt coming for Lawyer. The Blue Devils. Deep knee bend, free throw, good. Makia Lawyer, 7 points in the ball game. 57-28 in favor of Chiawana. Pass inside, knocked away by Oliveras and taken by Lawyer. Chiawana turns the basketball over. Lawyer will loop it inside. With the ball is Pierce. Shot put up no good, but she is fouled. Oh, the Blue Devil youngsters doing some good things here in the second half. That foul is called on Chiawana's Reagan Allen. Gracie Pierce will shoot two. Walla Walla Daily free throws. The first is short. Gracie Pierce, 7 in the game. Makia Lawyer, 7 in the game. Second Walla Walla Daily grind free throw. That misses off the front of the rim, but she hustles for her rebound and underhands it out front to McNeil and now to Lawyer. Good hustle by Gracie Pierce. She possesses near side, goes into the lane, spin move, short jumper is good! Holy Toledo! Gracie Pierce! Talk to me, young lady! 7 in the quarter, 9 in the game. Shot far side, way off the mark for Chiawana. And McNeil gets the rebound off the Lawyer. 57-30 Chiawana. Far side, Oliveras with a basketball. Far corner, Pierce. Pierce terminates the dribble. Up top to McNeil. Now it's off to Lawyer. Shot clock is off. 6 seconds left in the quarter. 5-4. Here is Hand driving into the lane. Throws up a runner off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound off to Allen. And that will do it for the third quarter. And after three periods of play, Chiawana 57, Wahai 30. And we'll be back in 1 minute. Listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
At Walla Walla Transmission, We specialize in automatic and manual transmission repair and replacement. But that's not all we are known for. We also provide complete automotive repair and diagnostic services and can fix pretty much anything. Hi, Zach Doty here. You don't go from doctor to doctor for your health needs or from lawyer to lawyer for your legal needs. In the same way, we want to be your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street, at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota.
KGDC Walla Walla.
The fourth quarter is presented by our good friend, former Wall High athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. Chiawana 57, Wall High 30 as we begin the fourth and final period of this Mid-Columbia Conference girls basketball game. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. Chiawana with the first possession of the fourth quarter. A drive, a shot in the lane, put up and missed by Clyde. There were wholesale substitutions for both teams during that last timeout period. The substitutions, of course, presented by Zip Zone Conoco. Lucy Billingsley with the basketball at the high post, far side to Creason. Shayla will loop it inside. The ball is deflected once, twice by Chiawana and taken by Thompson. Thompson into the front court in transition. Goes all the way, throws it up with the left hand and missed it. The rebound comes off to Delilah Franzen. Near side to Billingsley. 57-30 Chiawana. We are 1 minute in to the fourth quarter. Billingsley skips a pass near side to Franzen. Delilah with one dribble in the lane for Hayes. Short book, no good. Rebound off to Billingsley. Billingsley in the lane. Needs help. Needs to get out of the lane. Near side Creason. Jumper on the way by Shayla is no good. And the rebound off to Thompson. Thompson has the ball knocked away by Franzen. Into the waiting hands of Creason, who goes in for the lay-in. Nice thievery on the part of the Blue Devils. Results in a basket. Here's a three near side. Up and good by Kaylee Maldonado. She did not score in the third quarter. She has 24 points in the game now. It's 60-32 in favor of Chiawana. Into the lane here is Creason with an air ball off a pass from Franklin. Chiawana the other way. Here is Bailey Maldonado. Pass inside. Lane put up and good by Foster. 62-32 in favor of Chiawana. 2 minutes into the fourth quarter. Lawyer in the next time it's dead. And what a game she has had. What a third quarter she had. Here's Franzen along the baseline. Reverse lay-in, no good. Gets her own rebound and scores!
Delilah Franzen
with a field goal. 62-34, Chiawana. Bailey Maldonado into the lane. She'll throw one up and miss it, but a foul is going to be called. Lawyer sitting right in front of me. Thinking, should I say the defense rests, or should I say she prosecutes her way to a tray? Well, I think I've had both tonight. Last foul was called on Lucy Billingsley. A couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws for Bailey Maldonado. First one up and good. Zip Zone Conoco substitutions, Oliveris and Lawyer in. Hayes and Creason to the sideline for the Blue Devils. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Maldonado is also good. Bailey Maldonado with 15 points in the game. Blue Devils in possession. There's a pass inside and Franzen knocked to the deck and fouled. Delilah Franzen will go to the stripe after being fouled. Knocked to the deck by Foster. Delilah Franzen will shoot two Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. The first one on its way with 5:22 to go is good.
64-35 in favor of Chiawana. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Wolf re-enters for Chiawana, and she is in for Clyde. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw for Delilah Franzen. It is up, and it is good. She got them both. Delilah Franzen with a handful of points. 64-36, Chiawana. Thompson up top for Wolf. Far side, here's Foster with a three. That's off the back of the rim. Rebound deflected near side, and an over-the-back foul is going to be called on Chiawana. Going to be called on Wolf. And we'll go to the other end for Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws, or will the Blue Devils inbound? No, that's the second foul of the quarter. Back in the day, we'd be shooting free throws, but now it's a situation where a team gets five fouls in the quarter, then it's free throw time. None of this seven foul, one and one, 10 foul double bonus stuff anymore. Franzen pass on the near side, jumper on the way, put up and missed by Franklin on the baseline. And the rebound off to Chiawana, and Maldonado stepped on the end line, and the ball back to the Blue Devils. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Saldana in for the Riverhawks. She is in for Foster. Blue Devils inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline in front court. Bridget Boyd, not available for the Blue Devils, went out with an injury. She scored 6 points in the first quarter of this contest. Hopefully it's not too serious. Franzen with a pass inside that's knocked away and taken by Chiawana. Blue Devils turn it over. Thompson with a basketball. Far side to Kaylee Maldonado. Far corner to Bailey Maldonado. Pass in the lane for Saldana. Down to 10 seconds on the shot clock. Near side, here's a three on the way by Saldana. Make that Maldonado, I beg your pardon. That is good. It's by you-know-who. Kaylee Maldonado, 27 points in the game. 67-36, Chiawana. That is your Edward Jones Lawson Knight scoreboard update as we hit the midway point of this final quarter. Lawyer with a pass out front, deflected and taken by Thompson. Chiawana the other way after the Blue Devil miscue. Chiawana in possession of the basketball. Bailey Maldonado. Bouncing near corner to Kaylee Maldonado. Up top for Thompson. Thompson in the far corner to Saldana. Three on the way is no good. Rebound going to be taken by Kaylee Maldonado. Off to Bailey. She'll dribble near side against Olivares. Gets by Olivares. Puts it up off the glass and off the iron. And the rebound off to Delilah Franzen. Far side, Lucy Billingsley. Billingsley will stop and pop on the far side and not score. Shot off the back of the rim. Offensive rebound taken by Blue Devils. Was taken by Lawyer. Far side Billingsley. She'll drive and score with a left hand. Excellent drive by Lucy Billingsley. Her second field goal of the game. And we have a full timeout called by the Blue Devils with 3:10 remaining in the fourth. Chiawana 67, Wahai 38. And we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
American Air Heating and Cooling specializes in residential HVAC services that keep you comfortable all year long. Serving the Walla Walla Valley and surrounding areas, American Air Heating and Cooling maintains and services all makes and models of residential and light commercial HVAC equipment. We are the only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. To learn more, visit us online at wallawallaair.com. Call us today to make an appointment, 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
KGDC Walla Walla.
The scoreboard update was presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, why not with the best, I ask. Give Lawson a call. 509-524-8277. Welcome back to the Chiawana High School Gymnasium in Pasco. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. Box 67, the Wahai Lady Blue Devils 38 as we approach 3 minutes. Time remaining in the fourth quarter. Chiawana with a basketball. Medalez. Swing it in the near corner to T Arena. Now the ball is up top to Saldana. Three straight away. In and out, no good. And the rebound off to Lawyer. Good, strong rebound on the part of that young lady who's played quite well for the Blue Devils here in the second half. Far side McNeil. In for Martinez. Far side Olivares. Inside for Hand. Shot put up and missed. And the rebound off to Saldana. Pretty good ball movement, though, by the Blue Devils on that occasion. Here's a three straight away. Off the back of the rim for Salgado. Offensive rebound taken by Chiawana. 2:18 and counting left in the fourth quarter. There's a three from the near corner. That is no good. Offensive rebound put up and no good. Both shots by Wolf. But another opportunity for Chiawana. And a baseline up and good by Medelez. Jay Lynn with her first two of the game, and it's 69-38 Chiawana. Here's Lawyer out front, has her three attempt blocked by Wolf, and the rebound comes off to Tierney. To the front court on the far side to Salgado. Now to the far corner, a three put up by Wolf is good. Wolf with her first bucket of the ball game, 72-38 in favor of Chiawana. Lawyer in for McNeil. Top of the key to Martinez. Spin move in the lane. Far side it goes to McNeil. Raylan McNeil in the lane for Hand. Shot put up, partially blocked, out of bounds. Blocked on the play by Tiarina. Zip zone kind of go substitution. Allen into the contest for Chiawana. She is in for Wolf with 1:22 remaining in the fourth quarter. Blue Devils inbounding on the Washington Trust Bank baseline. The Lawyer. Lawyer on the dribble near side. Picked up in a switch by Medelez. And the shot clock expires as she gets the pass inside to McNeil. Blue Devils turn the basketball over. The next dead ball, Molly Franklin will check into the Blue Devil lineup. Chiawana possesses as we approach the final minute, time remaining in the fourth quarter. 72 in favor of Chiawana. Long three far side put up, not close for Medelez, and the Blue Devils claim possession. Lawyer with a basketball, near side to Olivares. Side for McNeil in the far corner. Lawyer for three. That's off the rim, no good. And the rebound off to Chiawana. Taken by Tiarina. Tiarina will dribble to the near side. Being double teamed on the near side. Now to the near corner. A three on the way put up and missed by Saldana. Offensive rebound taken by Chiawana. Fumbled into the backcourt. And good hustle by Hand. And an over and back violation going to be called. That time Hand and Medelez diving in the backcourt. Chiawana. Basketball. It was first touched by Chiawana, thus constituting the over and back violation, but outstanding hustle on the part of Lainey Hand. And yes, she did get a hand on the ball after Medelez. Blue Devils in possession. Martinez has the ball knocked away. It's loose at the top of the key. Going to be a held ball with 14.6 seconds left in the fourth quarter. 72-38 in favor of Chiawana, and the Blue Devils will keep the basketball and inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline in front court. McNeil to get it in. Raylan McNeil, near side to Hand, hands it off to McNeil in the near corner. Down to 10 seconds, she'll drive into the lane. Spin move, puts it up, a little too short. Hand saves it from going out of bounds, but it's taken by Chiawana. 2 seconds, 1 second, and that is going to do it. Our final score, Chiawana 72, Wahine 38. Coming up next, the Chevelle Construction post-game show after a two-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
If there's one thing we've learned from the past few years, it's that life can be unpredictable. But your finances don't have to be. Financial advisors Bill Fleener and Brandon Zaro can help you create personalized strategies to reach your financial goals with confidence. We may not know what the future holds, but with a plan in place, you can be prepared for whatever comes your way. Call Fleener Zaro Wealth Management at 509-526-5755. A member of D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahigh Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
Flying for the holidays? Support your local airport and fly Walla Walla. Forget the long drive, the hassle of parking fees, or the long security lines of larger city airports. The Walla Walla Regional Airport is just a short drive from your home, provides you free long-term parking and friendly faces to help you breeze through check-in and security. We make it easy to travel to your next destination. Book your tickets today on alaskaair.com and fly local. Fly Walla Walla, where your parking is always free.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Head back once again at the Chiawana High School Gymnasium in Pasco. I'm Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location at courtside. The first half of our Blue Devil basketball doubleheader tonight by the Lady River Hawks of Chiawana, a final score of 72-38. Our post-game show from the Tri-Cities presented by our good friend, Blue Booster, Phil Chevelle at Chevelle Construction. We're going to begin, first of all, by recognizing our Eric Kimball, CPA Player of the Game. We have two for you this evening. We're going to recognize Gracie Pierce and Micaiah Lawyer as Players of the Game. Both young ladies came in and gave the Blue Devils some outstanding minutes. And these two young ladies, yes, they are just freshmen. Here is a five post. Lawyer with 7 points in the game tonight, all of them coming in the third quarter. Gracie Pierce had 7 of her team high 9 points in the third period. Delighted to recognize Gracie Pierce and Micaiah Lawyer as our Eric Kimball, CPA. We now conclude our Chevelle Construction post-game show on the girls' side with final statistics presented by our good friends, Wahigh alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company, providing wholesale construction materials for residential roofing, commercial roofing. Call 509-542-5837 for more information. Final scoring in the game, first four at Chia. 10 points in the game for Kaylee Maldonado. Medalist, added 2 points for the River Hawks. Salgado with 3. Thompson at 10. Clyde with 3. Bailey Maldonado had 15. Foster with 6. Salgado with 3. Wolf with 3. Chiawana 25 field goals in the game. 15 from 3-point range. Chiawana 78% from the free throw line. 7 of 9. Chiawana was called for 13 personal fouls. For the Blue Devils, Molly Franklin with 3. Kayla Creason with 4. Micaiah Lawyer, 7. Gracie Pierce, 9. Lucy Billingsley with 4. Delilah Franzen, 5. Bridget Boyd with 6. The Blue Devils, 14 field goals in the contest. 3 from Bruce Reed territory. The Blue Devils, 7 of 16 from the free throw line. The Blue Devils were called for only 8 personal fouls in this contest. Our final statistics presented by our good friends, Wahigh alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company, providing wholesale construction materials for residential and commercial roofing, HVAC, mechanical insulation, and waterproofing products. Call 509-542-5837 for more information. That's going to do it for our Post-game show on the girls' side, it was presented by our good friend, Big Blue Booster Phil Chevelle. In just a few moments, we are going to commence our pregame show presented by Hutchins Family Farms with a player profile interview presented by ESF Solutions. The player profile interview going to be with Wahigh senior Colt Pemberton. And a little on, we will have a coach's corner interview with Wahigh boys basketball coach Spencer Hessler. That will all be coming your way when we commence our boys pregame show during our Wahigh basketball coverage after we step aside for a 30-second time. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.